the Matty T and Nate Olson here to tell us what's going on in Sync Weekly in mere moments. The Pigskin just sent me a note, Matt, and said he sent Chuck Liddell a text that said that to tell him that you called him a girl. He said he didn't want to, but he felt like he had to.
Oh, yeah? Well,
a tweet or a text?
A text.
I'll say it right to his face.
He and Chuck, they go way back. They're both Michigan guys. Let's go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline, one of our Eat Apply partners, Barrett Salee, standing by from BleacherReport.com. Hello, Barrett.
What's going on, guys? I hear you want to talk about some pay for play.
Oh, God. Please. I'd rather have my face stuck in a meat grinder. I mean, honestly, enough already.
Well, it sounds like such a dirty phrase. You know what I mean?
It's not even dirty. It's just difficult. It makes my head hurt because I'm a hashtag logician.
Don't worry. I'm going to figure it out for you. It's going to be much clearer.
You know what? That would be outstanding. That would be great. That would be great. So, spring football, eh?
Yeah, here's what's going on. It's winding down, actually. It's rather uneventful so far. Only a few big injuries, not many important storylines, although a lot of the storylines, I think, will come back this summer. I think it should be an interesting summer.
So what are the interesting stories from around the league?
You know, I think a lot of people are focused on Texas A&M quarterbacks, but that wrapped up, and no news there. I think LSU's quarterbacks were a big story. They just wrapped up. You know, I think the remaining spring games, you know, I think Florida kind of was the biggest one, and I think they proved that they have at least some semblance of an offense. What's going on now, I think, is sort of Alabama's quarterbacks jockeying for position with Blake Sims probably leading the way into summer workouts when Jacob Coker arrives. I think Auburn's still sort of working on secondary. I think, obviously, Arkansas has, you know, sort of settled at the quarterback with Brandon Allen, although I don't know how much he's actually won that job. You know, it's to me, it's, you know, we haven't had a lot of injuries, save for Eddie Jackson, which is big. You know, and there haven't been, you know, many off the field stuff issues. So to me, this is the kind of spring practice sessions that I like. These are the ones that you know, you really start to dig down into some of these depth charts and look at, you know, Alabama's, you know, offensive line and tackles and Auburn's linebackers and really sort of, you know, focus on some of the actual, you know, important position battles that are ongoing and probably will, you know, continue into summer workouts.
Barrett Salee joining us, BleacherReport.com. You wrote a story here, Barrett, about the best rivalry, not in the SEC, but as you put it, the best rivalry in college football. Are you confident in that?
Yes, because the Iron Bowl is the best rivalry in college football. And I think what I wanted to do was sort of frame how great the Iron Bowl was and has been. I think everybody knows how, you know, the history of it.
Yes.
But then sort of frame it in the current, you know, landscape of Gus Malzahn versus Nick Saban, because you're talking about two teams in the same state, you know, appearing in the last five national championship games, okay, running two completely different styles. And I think that's important because, and I talked to, you know, Auburn's athletic director and Alabama's athletic director and a couple other former players, and you know, they all agreed it's more interesting now because it's completely different. You've got Auburn's offense versus Alabama's offense with the two completely different styles, and that resonates on the recruiting trail. It gives people, it gives players a choice. The same thing can go on the defensive side of the ball. You know, 3-4 versus 4-3, you know, Auburn's not really going after the same defensive ends that Alabama is, and vice versa. Someone I talked to, and I didn't get this quote in there, with Cole Kublik, you know, he said that, you know, there's about 60% of the players are similar in terms of recruiting, but that other 40%, you know, they're sort of, both programs are sort of going off on their own. So I think that, to me, really presents a interesting dynamic to the rivalry. It's old school versus new school, and okay, you know, both of those are going to win at certain times. It just makes it more fun.
For today, for this point in time, I could probably give that to you, but in the pantheon of history of college football overall, big picture. Pat, you're a big picture guy
big
this
picture.
Year.
That's
Pat's
big
theme
picture.
For 2014, Barrett. Big picture.
Big picture guy.
You think it's still the best rivalry all time, or are you just saying at this current moment in the history of college football, it is currently, right now at this second, the best?
Just right now. Okay. You know, definitely right now. There's been times where, I mean, you know, Army-Navy obviously be up there, and Stanford-Cal with the game, and the, you know, band is out on the field. There's been other games at different times that have sort of
Texas, Oklahoma. I mean, that was a back and forth for national championship implications for an extended period of time. What about OSU, Michigan? It wasn't that long ago that they were playing for a right to get their foot in the national championship game to only then be throttled by an SEC team. USC, Notre Dame. I would even say Ouachita Baptist and Henderson State University. The Battle of the Ravine is one of the great rivalries of all. But anyway.
No, but you know it is. But I think the point was that you know that right now with what's you know been going on in college football the last few years with this the winner of the Iron Bowl playing for the national championship in each of the last five seasons.
Wasn't it a 28-0 lead that could not hold up when Auburn won their last title? Was Alabama up on them 28-0 when Cam Newton was playing?
That was 24-0 Okay. 24-0
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, these last several games have there's been a ton on the line. B, the games have been outstanding.
They really have. I mean, even like even when Auburn was terrible. I mean, the 2012 not excluding because they just got blown out of the water. But even 2011 when Alabama won the title, Auburn was in that game. 2009, Auburn basically had Alabama beat, and then these obviously the last one in Auburn in 2013, I think will probably go down in history as one of the more remarkable endings in college football history. So they've been great football games. They really have.
What's the next one? What's the next best rivalry in the SEC?
The next, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Texas A&M versus LSU.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say Arkansas, Missouri, but go ahead with that.
Texas A&M and LSU have a history. You know, I think people forget. You know, they've played 52 times now, I think, is what the number is. But now that obviously is going to be, you know, a bigger game this year on Thanksgiving night. It's a game that I think, you know, Louisiana's a really talented high school league. State, same with Texas, obviously. Louisiana depends on Texas for recruits. That's, I think, it's going to turn into a really fun game because, you know, both of those schools really, I think, have a vested interest in it, and a big-time recruiting interest in beating the other one because for a lot of these kids, they're going to be going after the same guys, more now than they were when they were in different conferences.
Which coordinator do you think will have a greater impact this season? Jeremy Pruitt at Georgia or Lane Kiffin at Alabama?
Jeremy Pruitt. Jeremy Pruitt is, you know, he's taking over a Georgia defense that's returning 9 starters. Now, granted, they were not very good last year, but they were not very good because they were not taught what they needed to do. I mean, they were just a poorly, poorly taught team. They had the right scheme, and Jeremy Pruitt's scheme is not going to change all that much from Todd Grantham. But Jeremy Pruitt's actually going to teach it to his players, which is huge. And he did that last year at Florida State. He, you know, obviously knows how to, you know, take a program, a defense over that isn't forcing turnovers and get them to do that, you know, in one season. And Georgia's got a very, very solid foundation defensively. I know you won't recognize that from the stats last year, but they just didn't know what they were doing last year. They were, you know, doing calisthenics before each snap because they were all trying to get on the same page. So I think Jeremy Pruitt is going to be a tremendous asset for Georgia. I think Lane Kiffin, you know, I'm not as down on Lane Kiffin as other people are.
Yeah, it should be.
But that Alabama offense, you know, it's not going to change all that much if it was Lane Kiffin, me, or you calling the plays. You know, when you have Derrick Henry and T.J. Yeldon and you know, five wide receivers that are studs, you run, and hit play action. The same thing Alabama's done every year for the last 5 years.
I promise you I would not be the OC there very long because there would be a lot of end-arounds, bubble screens, double passes, and statues of liberty. So
and then they would poison your trees.
That's it. Or they would poison my coffee, more likely. So, Barrett, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon. And, Arkansas spring game, of course, is a couple Saturdays away. So we'll get your thoughts on that the next time we talk.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care, buddy.
Later, bro.
Barrett Salee, BleacherReport.com. It's hard to make an argument against that Iron Bowl being the best rivalry right now. We are hitting this break little bit early. So we'll have a little more time with Nate Dogg of Sync Weekly.
Sounds good.
And I have a great story I hope we have time for before the end of the show. A guy got arrested yesterday for something I think most people can relate to, including a former Hall of Fame major leaguer. More on that coming up.
Ride Out Lumber Company. The website is rideoutlumber.com, R-I-D-O-U-T, lumber.com. New home for all of my building materials.